Hello, everybody. Welcome to Down with Lucha Libre.
My mouth is full of peanut butter. Oh, shit.
Sorry. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Down with Lucha Libre. I am your host, Todd Stiltiano, sitting here with
Jesse Matthews.
And I didn't look up, but today we learned. But today Jesse learned that they don't have peanut butter in England.
Yes, I learned that. And also today, I woke up this morning and I got on Twitter and I saw that Jesse Matthew was trending.
I was gonna bring that
worldwide
up.
And I was like, "What the fuck is that?" And then I was I made a joke about it. I said, "Oh, Jesse Matthews is trending." I knew I was cool, but I didn't know I was that damn cool. And then I realized why I was trending, and then I felt like an asshole and deleted my tweet.
That's good. And we are here live in Memphis, Tennessee, as we always are. We just got done filming a few things for the new YouTube channel, because we're not going up on SoundCloud, because their policies are stupid.
Yeah.
But we're going to be uploading videos onto our YouTube account, which is youtube.com/... Actually, I don't remember the link right now, but I'll give it to you by the end of the podcast.
But we're gonna be down with Lucha Libre.
It's like Down with Lucha Libre TV, I think. But we're gonna be giving you.
It should be like DWLL TV.
No, it's like Down with Lucha Libre TV. But we're gonna be uploading new episodes of Down with Lucha Libre. Old condensed versions of Down with Lucha Libre that will have visual guides and visual aids to the episodes. Original series, I guess you want to call them that. Original videos. Just shit like that. We filmed some stuff today for it, and they'll be up later this week, hopefully. Actually, I guess they'll be up before this gets released, hopefully. If not, by early next week. Talk about something I'm eating.
Well, the last time we talked about... Well, I don't remember the last time we talked about, but some things that's happened since the last time we did a podcast, the Super Bowl is over. The New England Patriots have won the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is over?
Yes, it's over.
When did it happen?
A couple of weeks ago. But this is our first podcast since then.
Was that before or after the Missy Elliott concert?
It was, Well, it's kind of before and after the Missy Elliott concert.
There were two Super Bowls?
Well, there's two halves of the Super Bowl. Or really, there's one half. Well, no, I guess it would be two halves. There's a half in the middle. But I don't know. But yeah, the Patriots won. And I was pissed. They won on maybe the worst call, a play call in Super Bowl and sports history.
It probably was. I mean, you had Marshawn Lynch on the fucking 1 yard line.
Yes, and you throw.
All you had to do was hand it to him, and the dude's a rhino. Like, he's not a beast; he's a rhino. Yes.
And you had a timeout, so if he didn't get in, you could still run it, and then call a timeout. You could at least ran it one time before you thrown it, man. You shouldn't have thrown it until you got to, like, the third or fourth down.
It was the worst play call in the history of the NFL and the best pick in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, all at the same time.
It was a great game, though.
No, it really was. And, like, at the end of the game, everybody thought New England was going to win because Seattle was down by, like, however many points, like 4 points with only, like, 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
And then somehow, I don't know who it was, but the dude, like, another miracle catch happened against New England. And when that happened and they put him right there at the goal line, I really thought, like, the football gods hate the Patriots.
That was, what's his name? Mason.
And I really...
I think it was Mason, the guy's name.
And I was really thinking, like...
No, it was Curse.
Curse. Yeah, I think it was that Curse guy.
I'm thinking Derek Mason for some reason. I think because I saw Curse, I'm like, oh, Javon Curse.
But, yeah, man, I saw that play, and I was like, oh, my God, they're going to run it in right now, and they're going to win, and everything will be right in the world.
Everything was not.
Everything went terribly wrong. But one good thing happened, even though I was rooting for the Seahawks, but one thing good came from that. That is now the newest, saddest ending to a Super Bowl ever, so maybe now I won't have to see the Titans coming up 1 yard short every year, and it will be replaced by this clip every year. So that made me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And one of the things that we were going to do on YouTube was a show called Last Week in Sports. Hopefully we're going to do it. Where we film weekly segment of us talking about sports, basically.
Sports.
And we were going to film one today, but I don't have enough space left on my camera, and I still got to upload the footage. So I'm just going to talk about what I was going to talk about, if that's all right with you.
That sounds good to me.
First thing I was going to bring up was Dean Smith passing away at the age of 83. I think it was 2 weeks before his birthday, which is just depressing. He coached for the University of North Carolina from 1958 to 1961 as the assistant coach, and then from 1961 to 1997 as head coach. He's a four-time National Coach of the Year, a nine-time ACC Coach of the Year, has a head coaching record of 879 and 254, won two national championships, and appeared in 11 Final Fours. But what he will mainly be remembered for, well, not mainly, that's putting a shitty look at his legacy. He was a great coach, but one of the things that everyone will know him as he is the guy that coached Michael Jordan. You know, he coached Jerry Stackhouse, he coached Vince Carter, and Vince Carter is the only active NBA player who was coached by him, which is pretty huge, actually.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it sucked when he passed away. It's a big thing in the sports world right now that he passed. And my thoughts go out to his family. I would say prayers, but I don't pray. My thoughts go out to his family and to everyone that played with him, was coached by him. I don't know. Just wherever you are, you have a hell of a legacy that everyone has not forgotten. Anything you want to add to that?
I think that's about it.
The second thing I wanted to talk about is the fact that this past weekend on Sunday, the Memphis Grizzlies won the NBA championship. They defeated the Atlanta Hawks in the finals of the NBA championship. game seven. They beat them by 6 points. It was a great game. A real intense game. If you look at the Atlanta Hawks, they're the Eastern version of the Golden State Warriors. Everyone says they're the Spurs of the East. No, they're the Warriors of the East with their style of play. They're a fast-paced team. They're a high-scoring team. But when they played us, they scored really low. They only scored 88 points. Final score is 86-94, actually, I think. I can't remember. It was either 86-94 or 88-94. But the point is, they didn't score over 100 points. We didn't score 100 points, which is not something that's unusual for the Grizzlies. Because they're a slow, beat-em-up team.
And when I almost called them the Falcons. Man, all their teams are little birds.
Yeah.
But when the Hawks get to the playoffs, they'll probably beat whoever they play in the first round. Because whoever they play in the first round will probably just be terrible. But I don't see them going that far in the playoffs at all with how they play. And that's how I feel about Golden State, too. I can see them getting... They could get knocked out in the first round, I think.
If Golden State plays the Spurs, they will.
Oh, if they play the Spurs, they'll get knocked out. And even if, the Thunder finally... Which, really, it's not looking good for the Thunder now.
No, not at all.
But if they got to the A seed, I think I could pick them over Golden State also.
You got Steven Adams is out right now, but thankfully for the Thunder, he's out before the All-Star break,
yeah.
So they're not going to miss him that much. But they're playing the Grizzlies without him. Who knows if Kevin Durant's going to be injured, because he's injured every other fucking game. But let's get the Warriors and the Spurs. If the Warriors face the Spurs... Everyone's looking at the Spurs right now as if they're having a bad season. They're not.
No, they're just coasting, man. Yeah, they don't care who they play in the first round.
They're coasting.
They probably don't want to play the Grizzlies in the first round.
Three teams have defeated the Atlanta Hawks and the Golden State Warriors this year, and that is the Grizzlies, the Spurs, and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes.
Two of those teams are making the playoffs. And am I saying that if we play the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals or semifinals, can we beat them? Maybe. They're a great team. The games we've played against them have been really hard and difficult, but they've been great games. Can we beat the Hawks? Yeah, we can beat the Hawks.
Yeah, we can beat the...
But I don't think the Warriors can beat the Spurs.
No, I definitely do not think they can beat the Spurs.
And this is something else I want to talk about. Blake Griffin is out of the All-Star game. Yes. Damian Lillard, who was snubbed like a motherfucker, has taken his start. Has taken his spot. Speaking of great, Blake Griffin, I was going to call him Blake Griffin. Speaking of Blake Griffin, you know, he didn't play, obviously, in the game the other day against the Thunder, where the Thunder beat the shit out of the Clippers.
Did you hear about the Chris Paul thing from that game?
One point, Chris Paul, he just shot like a regular shot or a free throw, I can't remember, and he looked over at Kevin Durant, gave him an evil look. Kevin Durant stood up and said, "Y'all down 20, homie."
I really like Kevin Durant, and I know that's a bad thing in Memphis, but I really like him.
And after the game, Kevin Durant said that the Clippers are a bunch of fucking crybabies.
Yes. And they are, man. Yeah. I'm glad Kevin Durant has spoken up about this.
Something that needs to happen for the Clippers is they need, honestly, I think they need to trade Chris Paul.
What the hell would they trade Chris Paul for?
Because he's not a... He's just a shitty player. I mean, he's a great player, but he's a shitty human being.
I don't know if he's a shitty human being or not, actually. He might be the best guy in the world, but I do not like how he plays basketball with all his crybabiness.
He did not want to autograph the shoe that Tony Allen kicked him in the face with for charity, so fuck him.
Well, that is pretty fucked up.
Number one, Kentucky remained undefeated after beating Florida this past week. They barely beat Florida. I don't know how the fuck that... If Florida would have beat them, that would have been the biggest upset in the history of sports.
Somebody please beat them. I don't care who it is.
They play LSU tonight or tomorrow. I can't remember.
Oh, what the fuck is LSU going to do?
Nothing. This is something else I want to talk about. The Winnipeg Jets. Evander Kane is out for the rest of the season. And the Jets... the Jets are going to lose their star, their left wing star for 4 to 6 months because of a season-ending surgery on his left shoulder. Winnipeg right now are fifth in the West with 27 games remaining, and Evander Kane plays a huge, like, he plays a good chunk of minutes for the team, has a good role. 27 games out, losing him is going to be pretty bad for them because, I mean, he's not out for a week. He's out for the rest of the season. He's out for 4 to 6 months. There's a chance he's going to miss the beginning of next season. More 27 games left. Who knows? They could end up just falling to the 8th seed, or they could miss the playoffs, or they could make the playoffs and stay in the 5th. Who knows? The last thing I want to talk about was the... have you heard about what happened with the UFC 183? Anderson Silva?
Yeah. All
right. The Nevada Athletic Commissioner are likely to overturn Anderson Silva's UFC 183 victory over Nick Diaz because of him testing positive for steroids and other stuff. They will likely rule it a no contest, and the UFC could possibly pull Silva's $200,000 win bonus.
Can we rule the Super Bowl a no contest?
I think so. If it's ruled a no contest, then Silva's last victory will be in the record books as happening in 2012.
That's good.
Which is a long way back.
Yes, it is.
Ben, did you want to talk about anything, or did you want to go straight into our list?
What was I going to talk about? I was going to talk about a couple of things. One, how are you going to bring up hockey and not mention the number one team in the league, baby? Ooh. The Smashville Predators, baby. Shout out to the best goalie, goaltender, in the league, Pekovic. I don't know what his first name is. Or if I do, I can't really pronounce it.
Because I love the Predators, but it's hard to cheer for them because I know what's going to happen. They're going to suck in the playoffs. A few years ago, we scored 100 points for the first time in the season. Went to the playoffs, everybody had high hopes. We got eliminated in the first fucking round. It's like when the Cowboys make the playoffs. You get excited, but you're like,
home court, or in this case, home ice in hockey or in the NHL playoffs does really not make that much of a difference.
No.
Unless it's like a game 7.
And unless it's in fucking like Philly or Jersey or Chicago or like Montreal or Toronto.
I don't even believe that. Because that happens so much in hockey. Like, one seeds get knocked off by, like, 8 seeds, like, freaking every year, almost. But, I remember the thing I was going to talk about now. Also, like you said, Blake Griffin got hurt. He can't be in the All-Star game, but he's gonna miss some time after the All-Star game also. So, the Clippers are probably going to fall.
Yeah.
And Dwight Howard's out for 6 to 8 more weeks.
Thank God.
So,
honestly...
The Houston Rockets are. They're going to drop, man. I think they're dropping.
That may be good for Houston. Because then Dwight Howard won't ask for the ball and make a bunch of shots, and James Harden can score 40 points a game again and still lose to the Trailblazers.
Well, yes. But, yeah, man, everybody that's like 3, 4, and 5, they're all their players are getting hurt in the West, so they're all dropping. So I don't know if the Grizzlies can catch the Warriors, but, yeah, we're definitely separating or can separate from the rest of the pack.
Yeah, right now the Clippers, Houston's third behind us right now. Or at least they were last time I checked. But they may not be because they lost to Portland. But right now, if the playoffs started, we'd be playing San Antonio. I'd rather us play Phoenix, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I either hope San Antonio passes number the 7th seed and gets like the 6th seed or something, or they drop to the 8th seed.
Yeah.
I do not want to play them in the first round. I would, if we were to be able to play the Phoenix Suns in the first round, that would just be... It would be a massacre.
The Atlanta Hawks, somebody posted this on Reddit. They have a chance to become the only team in the NBA to win the NBA championship and also get the first round, first overall pick in the draft. I mean, there's like a 0.0173 chance of them getting the first pick. But if they win the championship and they get the first round, the first pick overall.
Oh, that's entertaining.
That's yourself amazing.
Oh, wow. That's okay, though.
But, I mean, turn if that happens, off. That could be the craziest damn thing ever.
Yes, because they're, if I am not mistaken, I believe they are getting Brooklyn's pick this year.
Yeah.
So whatever pick Brooklyn has, which they have a very good chance of getting the number one overall pick. It would go to Atlanta, and that would be pretty damn funny.
Yeah. And something I wanted to talk about also is the fact that it was recently announced that Sony Pictures and Marvel Pictures Marvel Studios come to an agreement to allow Spider-Man to join up with the Marvel to be shot under Marvel Universe Pictures, which means that in the next Avengers movie, there's a chance that Spider-Man's going to show up. Spider-Man, they're going to revamp the entire franchise, get rid of Andrew Garfield, and I, for one, fucking love the idea. The only thing I hope now is that Fox joins with Marvel and we can get Wolverine involved and get Wolverine versus the Hulk, because goddammit, I want to see that on the big screen. I know that's not sports, but this is not just a fucking sports podcast, okay? Hate to break that, everybody. It's not. My dog's in there yawning. He's tired. He's laying in the only spot in my place that has sun right now.
Maybe he's cold.
Maybe. But what we're talking about this week, though, is actually sports related, because Jesse brought up an idea to do an episode about the NBA and about if we were booking a fantasy team.
Yes.
12 players, 5 starters, 5 bench players, and 2 role players, basically, 2 extras. Who would they be? Why would they be it? And since this is Jesse's idea, I would let him start.
Yes, I made a list that, the first list I made was the 12 actual, like, who I thought were the best players were, but then I decided to go with not who the best players were, but who would just be my favorite team to watch.
Yeah.
So, my 12 players are of my,
so the 96-97 Bulls.
Yes, it's not the 96-97 Bulls. And I really try to make it where it just wasn't all Grizzlies. Because Tony Allen's not on my list, but he's probably one of my favorite players.
I have one former Grizzly.
I have... Well, I'm not going to say what I have. But I try to make it where it just wasn't heavily Grizzly.
Actually, 2 former Grizzlies, I guess.
But, yes. It, my starting point guard on my team would be... It's not really that big of a surprise. It would be Jason Williams, baby. Okay. White chocolate.
Now, these are all players in their prime.
Yes, this is not players
like
currently.
Right now.
But this is all players that I would take out from their prime and slap them in my NBA 2K game.
Let's also add this little asterisk to the list. If we were doing a list of the best team that could possibly happen, it would obviously have like Dr. J or Jerry West.
Yeah.
But
oh yeah, I have my all-time team on there. I could run through it later, but just for an example.
Mine is just all players that I grew up watching.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
All right, my starting point guard would be Jason Williams. His backup point guard would be Derrick Rose. I'm a big fan of Derrick Rose. D. Rose. I wish he could stay healthy, but
it's not gonna happen.
It's the Memphis point guard curse, man. It's happened to Penny, and now it's happened to D. Rose. It's really, really sad. My starting shooting guard for my team would be the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant, and cause he's my favorite NBA player. And his backup shooting guard would be coming off the bench, my main man Allen Iverson, and that is not the Allen Iverson that played in Memphis, but it would be the Allen Iverson that stepped over Tyronn Lue in the NBA Finals, but he somehow carried one of the worst teams ever to the NBA Finals, but then they got smoked by Shaq and Kobe.
Yep.
Which probably would tend to happen. My favorite small forward that would be starting on my team would be another great player that a lot of people forget about, and I really think he deserves a lot more credit for being very good. That is Tracy McGrady. He never could really go far in the playoffs, but that don't mean I didn't like him.
He made it pretty decently far when he was with the Spurs a couple years ago. That's because he didn't play, so it didn't really matter.
And it made it even more sad when they lost, because I was really hoping T-Mac would get a ring.
Yeah.
And, T-Mac, very, very, very good player. And his backup, the backup star, blah, blah, blah. Tracy McGrady's backup would be Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is a extremely good player. I know a lot of people in Memphis hate him, but the only reason you can really hate Kevin Durant is he plays for the Thunder. You can hate Russell Westbrook for lots of reasons besides him playing for the Thunder, but really, Kevin Durant seems like a pretty swell guy.
I hate Russell Westbrook because he pretends like he's Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch, dickhead. And this would also be my first role player would be the third string small forward that I'm going to include, and that is Shane Battier. I love me some Shane Battier.
I hate it when people not know how to fucking say his name.
Yes.
Look at people say Paul Gasol. It's like Paul.
Paul Gasol. Paul Gasol. And my favorite power forward and starting power forward on my team would be Z-Bo Zach Randolph. Maybe my... I don't know. Him and Jason Williams are 1A and 1B. That's my favorite Grizzly players ever. And his backup would be Big Shot Bob. Robert Horry, baby.
Random.
That is random. He has like 7 NBA rings or some crazy number. Like 8 or 7 or 8, really. But yeah, man, when he played for the Lakers, I really liked him a lot. And my second role player, which would be the third string power forward, is Chris Webber.
Chris Webber.
I'm a big fan of Chris Webber. Chris Webber's playing days back in Sacramento. Him and Jay Will used to put on a show, baby. It's sad how his career ended. He got injured, and then he went to Philadelphia, and then he just kind of stayed injured and just kind of sat on their bench and hung out for a while.
Yeah.
Now he's a commentator. And the starting center on my team would be Shaquille O'Neal, because in his prime, he was the most dominant center ever, I believe. And I think he's the best center ever.
I mean, he did win 3 finals MVPs.
Oh, and I think his stats stack up better than any of the old school centers, because he actually had like really, really good competition.
Yeah.
The other players were just like 7 foot one, 7 foot tall, 6'11" tall guys that played against a bunch of like 6'4" players. So I think their stats are a little skewed. And originally I had a couple other players as my backup center, and I really didn't want to do it. Not because of anything against him, because I just didn't want to pile a bunch of Grizzlies on, but I think my backup center would be Mark Gasol.
So, no, yeah, 11 and 12.
That would be it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Jay Will and Derrick Rose, Kobe and Allen Iverson, T-Mac, Kevin Durant, and Shane Battier, Z-Bo, Robert Horry, and Chris Webber.
Oh, okay.
And then Shaq and Mark Gasol.
That's a good list.
Yes.
All right, my list, ladies and gentlemen, starting point guard for my team. He averaged 26.7 points per game in his illustrious career. Played with three teams. He played with the Philadelphia 76ers, then he played with the Denver Nuggets, and then with the Memphis Grizzlies, and followed it back up to the Philadelphia 76ers before retiring in China, or Lithuania, I can't remember. He is Allen Iverson. And with my his backup point guard coming off the bench is Jason Williams.
That's kind of funny.
Why is he coming off the bench? Because in Allen Iverson's prime, he was the best point guard in the league.
Oh, he wasn't even really a point guard.
Yeah, he was.
That's like saying Kobe was the point guard.
My shooting guard on my team, this man averaged 33.4 points per game. He is a six-time NBA champion, played with the Chicago Bulls, and played with the Washington Wizards, now the owner of the Charlotte Hornets, is Michael Jordan. And his backup shooting guard is famed Indiana Pacers guard, Spike Lee enemy.
Oh, man, Reggie, I didn't even think of Reggie. I love Reggie Miller.
Reggie fucking Miller.
He might have made my list, man, if I would have thought of him. I think he might have knocked Chris Webber off.
And my small forward, he's averaging to date 21.3 points per game. This season has not been recorded yet because it's still going on. He is Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
And his backup small forward is Grant Hill.
Grant Hill, another player that was just... He was amazing. He was going to be the biggest deal in the world back in the day, man, but then he just got hurt.
He was going to lead the Pistons to a championship. It's like Ken Griffey Jr. was going to lead the Mariners to a couple championships.
Yep.
And my starting power forward, this man averaged 20.7 points per game. Jesse already talked him up. He is Chris Webber.
Chris Webber, baby.
And his backup power forward, I don't know his points per game, but I mean, he's a former NBA champion. He played for the San Antonio Spurs, he played for the Chicago Bulls, and he played for the Los Angeles Lakers for a couple weeks. He is Dennis Rodman. Yes.
You know, I was going to put Dennis Rodman on my list, but I forgot about him too, man. I'm going to have to just redo my whole list.
And my starting center, anyone that knows me and knows him a third player, there just comes no surprise. This man averaged 23.7 points per game. He played with the Orlando Magic, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Miami Heat, the Phoenix Suns, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Boston Celtics. He's a four-time NBA champion, three-time Finals MVP. He is Shaquille O'Neal. And his backup center is former San Antonio Spurs player, big man on campus, David Robinson.
The Admiral.
The Admiral. David Robinson. And my 11-12 role players on the team, a small forward out of Memphis State University, Penny Hardaway. And 12th player, point guard, Gary Payton.
The Glover.
The Glove, who I honestly believe, if he had any self-respect, he would give the nickname of the Glove to Tony Allen. But I think Tony Allen likes his nickname of the Grindfather.
Yeah, I'm happy with that nickname.
But I mean, if you look at my team, I mean, you have like, possibly like Jason Williams and Michael Jordan playing on the same team.
That'd be fun to watch.
Those would be the greatest alley-oop passes ever. Yeah.
Oh. I really want to play NBA 2K now and get all these players on the same team.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I can do it somehow.
Probably, yeah. But, yeah, that was my list. I'll shut through it one more again. Yeah, point guard, Allen Iverson, Jason Williams. Shooting guard, Michael Jordan, Reggie Miller. Small forward, Paul Pierce, Grant Hill. Power forward, Chris Webber and Dennis Rodman. Center, Shaquille O'Neal and David Robinson. And my 11 and 12 players, Penny Hardaway, small forward, and Gary Payton, a point guard. Now, if all these guys were on the same team, they would not be averaging over 20 points a game.
No.
If they were, they'd be the most ridiculous and boring games ever to watch.
They'd be averaging like 250 points a game.
What we're going to talk about right now, though, before we sign off here, is a couple things. One, I got to look up that YouTube account. Two, if you want to see national television cover better teams instead of watching games like the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Los Angeles Lakers, right to the NBA, right to the broadcast, and tell them you want to see the Atlanta Hawks versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Tell them you don't give a fuck about watching the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Los Angeles Lakers. Tell them to do what TNT did and get rid of the shitty teams and like the New York Knicks, who the Grizzlies have got quite a few of their TV times.
Yeah. Shout out to the New York Knicks.
Yeah, for sucking this year. And I just got a breaking news. This is only going to affect people in Memphis. But beloved Memphis radio personality Zeke Logan has passed away from cancer.
Jeez.
He passed away just after 2 p.m. His family made the announcement on the radio just after 2 p.m. today, so just about 15 minutes ago, basically. And he has had, not sure what type of cancer, but he's been, really bad for a few months now, and he's passed away from cancer. It really sucks. And, again, my thoughts are with his family and fans, everyone that actually really loved him and listened to the show. Him and Drake have been doing the show, Drake and Zeke in the Morning, for 27 years in Memphis. And it's not going to be the same not hearing his voice going to work every morning. So, Zeke, rest in peace. And I'm going to go to the YouTube account right now and see if this is the right link. It is not.
Apparently, it is not the right and core correct link. Let's try this again.
Yes, I'm going to go to YouTube, sign on to my account, and figure out what the fuck the link is. Hello, Sorrow. How you doing? My phone. Stop. You get away from my crotch, little boy. That sounded weird. I meant my dog.
Kind of strange.
I meant my dog.
Yeah. And while we're looking up this, if anybody hasn't seen it, everybody needs to go watch the Poltergeist remake trailer.
If you're not going to watch that, at least go and watch the trailer for Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, yes, or Straight Outta Compton. Both those movies I'm very, very much looking forward to. Very exciting stuff.
That's going to be a great, great, great fucking... fucking episode. Or not episode. Movie. Sorry. You know what? I'll post the link on here. Account status verified. How do you fucking verify? Alright, anyway. Sorry. This is a bunch of dead air. I'll post the link on the YouTube account on Twitter. So if you're following us on Twitter, I'll post it up there later. Follow us on Twitter @DownWithLLPod, or I will also include the link on the Podomatic. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes, on Podomatic. Tell your friends about us. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Just enjoy the show. Enjoy your life. Enjoy Memphis, or wherever the fuck you live. We're Down With Lucha Libre. I am Todd Suliano.
I'm Jesse Matthews.
And you guys can fuck off.